to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you so much for joining us. It looks like small businesses in the latest poll are extremely confused by the exchanges that are set to start at midnight tonight. So we'll talk about that, see if we could quell some of your confusion. Also a lot of confusion with this Amanda Knox trial. Why is she being retried? Why does she not have to be there in Italy? How could somebody who was acquitted of murder, all right, have this overturned? So we're going to talk about that. Looks like the GOP thus far this morning is still showing no signs of backing down. All right, today was supposed to be the deadline before the tomorrow, or I guess today at the close of business was supposed to be the deadline. What is going on right now in real time with Congress? Then some stories we didn't get to is how many of us underestimate the amount of wine that we drink. Apparently, when we pour a glass of wine, we could be actually pouring two glasses of wine and not even realizing it. More news in medical news on prostate cancer screening, why it could do more harm than good. Bubonic plague still killing thousands. Smartphone being able to detect earthquakes. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, there's a chip in smartphones, okay, that changes the orientation of the screen, right? You know how sensitive that sucker is? Well, this tiny sensor, they say, could actually detect earthquakes greater than a magnitude of 5. It's known as a microelectromechanical system accelerometer called MEMS, MEMS. And the sensors measure the rate of acceleration of ground motion and vibration of cars, buildings, other sorts of installations, or even in laptops to detect the motion of falling, and in computer games to sense movement and speed. Now, seismologists at the National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology in Italy, Antonio De Alessandro and Giuseppe De Anna, wanted to see if the sensor could also reliably detect ground motion caused by earthquakes. So they tested the LIS331 DLH MEMS accelerometer in an iPhone and compared it to the earthquake sensor, the Epicenter EST, force balance accelerometer. The test showed that the MEMS accelerometers could detect moderate to strong earthquakes greater than magnitude 5 when, located near the epicenter. So they think that, I mean, this would be great in terms of increasing coverage, telling people when earthquakes are happening. I mean, it would be really, really good if we could get these iPhones that could pick up, tornadoes. Right. For those of you not hearing the warning where you live, if your iPhone could pick it up or an iPhone near the area could then give everybody an instantaneous warning. So what they want to do back to earthquakes is create an urban seismic network that could transmit real time ground motion data to a central location. Now, they say this isn't the first time they've tried this. They say at UC Berkeley a few years back, they released the free iShake app, which turns your iPhone into an earthquake measuring device. This is according to Daily Mail. Have any of you guys used this? So any possible earthquake triggers are measured by your phone, streamed back to the university servers for further processing and map generation. They say the dense network of recorded shaking intensity data and eventually other information will have a significant impact on academia, industry, and government. Okay, I think that's pretty, pretty cool. Okay, I live in Nevada. We rarely feel earthquakes. When I was in Reno, we did get our apartment cracked a little bit with an earthquake. I mean, we have a lot of faults in Nevada, which is why we get a little nervous with Yucca Mountain and the nuclear test site and government wanting to use Nevada as a dump. Okay, hopefully we could still fight that. But I get really, really nervous because you don't want to have a nuclear storage facility near fault lines. I think that's kind of stupid. Okay? Santa Onofre closing down pleased a lot of people in California. that nuclear plant. Again, California, potential for earthquakes. And remember, they're predicting a big one in the eastern Pacific. So remember, okay, New Zealand got hit. Well, first Chile got hit, then New Zealand, then Japan got hit with an earthquake. They're expecting the eastern part of the Pacific, which would be on our western seaboard, to have a big earthquake soon. So anybody along any part of the San Andreas Fault or any of the mountainous range that we have on the west could definitely see problems, especially near nuclear reactors. So we don't want another Fukushima happening again ever, let alone here in our beautiful country as well. Already we're still seeing aftermath and concerns of wastewater leakage with radiation in Japan. Pretty scary stuff, and we're not going to know the half of it until later on down the line when we start seeing what happened with that cesium and people ingesting it from fish, etc., goats, cows, milk, that took that in, just like with Chernobyl. It took years for us to see what the damage, you saw the short-term damage, but then the long-term damage with leukemia, etc. So I think any movement we can make in terms of earthquake detectability, and, you know, I got to give credit to Apple. We were just talking the previous hour how Interbrand's survey or Interbrand's results of the top brands worldwide, Apple knocked out Google, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Intel, Microsoft, Samsung, Honda, Toyota. Apple number one, I think $93, $95 billion worth to their brand. And so them being on the forefront of a lot of our science and technology, good for them. You know, let them make their money. I don't mind. If they're going to help and they're going to save lives and they're going to, you know, we need entrepreneurism. We need capitalism. So a company like this, now, mind you, you know, it sounds like some of the workers don't seem to get treated as, you know, as well as they should be. Right. You know, seems like we're paying for apps and always paying for upgrades with our phones. I get that. But, you know, if I see that they're working with the government and I see that they're working on trying to make things that are going to benefit us, possibly save lives, come up with technology and not just to sell iPhones, I'm pretty happy with that. Okay. The more knowledgeable we get to be as people, the less we have to rely on the government. I'm for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you for tuning in. See, that's what happens when it's a Monday. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, doctors are announcing a huge breakthrough for skin cancer. Okay? They think this is really, really cool, that this could help the worst of the worst skin cancer, melanoma. Now, melanoma, not very good prognoses when it's found late in the course. Many of us that get skin cancer are lucky enough to only get the basal cells, maybe some early squamous cells, but they say one in six patients, okay, that are ravaged by this melanoma can be cured by these drugs, according to the European Cancer Congress. Okay? Not sure when this treatment would be available in America. Not sure when it's going to be available in Europe, but this could be cool stuff. Apparently, it's a combination of two different types of drugs that reboot the immune system. See, everything now is in computer lingo for us to understand. The first drug is called ipilimumab, or IPI. Okay, apparently 17% of patients are cured by this drug alone. 83% not, but 17%. Okay? Then they have these newer drugs called the anti-PD-1s. These break down cancer cell defenses. These cure 41% of people. So if you could combine these suckers we have possible 50% of people with a cure rate within 5 to 10 years. Now, we don't have any American statistics. I'm reading an article out of Great Britain where 13,000 people in Britain are diagnosed with melanoma, triple or quadruple that if you can in the States. In Great Britain, it kills 2,200 a year. In America, a lot more, in the thousands, multiple thousands, of course. Now, many of us have hurt ourselves in the past. You know, we may be very careful with the sun now and not going out into the sun, but we weren't as kids. Okay? Sunscreen started to come out in the 80s, maybe in the 70s, but in the 80s it started to come out. And not a lot of us, especially I know as a teenager, didn't want that. It was all about being tan. We wanted to look tan. It was part of the whole 60s, 70s, 80s sunbathing thing. Whereas in the 40s and 50s, being light, okay, was an advantage. All of a sudden, when being less covered and more skin showing, we started to move towards a different way of beauty, a different way of looking at beauty. And it was more and more important to be thin, paper thin, and tan. And so, unfortunately, many of us then as kids knew that that's, I mean, we baked in the sun. I would try to magnify the sun to hit me. Now, unfortunately, with melanoma, much of the damage that could be done gets done back then and then haunts you later in life. So for those of you going, look, I'm good. I'm not out in the sun anymore. You're probably noticing that you're starting to turn, that you're getting more spots. You're like, why the hell do I have all these extra spots? I haven't been out in the sun. Well, one is just a little bit of sun exposure can now cause your melanocytes to react. So you're going to freckle and mole a little bit easier. And two, I think lots of prior sun exposure is now coming out. Now, malignant melanoma, unfortunately, turns metastatic a heck of a lot quicker than your squamous or your basal cell carcinoma, which is why it's so deadly. And malignant melanoma can kill. We talked about how we think FDR died of malignant melanoma. If you look at his upper left eyebrow, you see a mole. As he was more and more in his wheelchair and more disabled, the cameras would get him much farther away in terms of pictures. Yet that lesion looks just as dark as it did with his close-up pictures earlier in his presidency. What we were looking at was a darkening and enlarging of a malignant melanoma. They think it might not have been a hemorrhagic stroke that killed him, but the melanoma in the brain. Pretty scary stuff. So if they could find a cure, that would be wonderful. So basically, your body finds cancer cells, tries to attack them. But the immune system, okay, may not be able to handle it. And remember we talked about last week how sometimes these cells can either decide to help the cancer or not. Now, if we can block, if we could stop the proliferation of these cells and boost your immune system to then fight the cells with the break on them, that's a double whammy on how to affect these. Now, they say most attempts to fight cancer concentrated on the wrong thing. They were trying so hard to activate cancer-fighting T cells. Instead, what you need to do is you need to make these cancer cells weak, these researchers are saying. And this all happened in Amsterdam over the weekend, from what I understand, with their latest conference on cancer. So they said all these attempts ended when they came up against the wall of defense. We need to break down that tumor wall, open up the tumor to attack, which the IPI and the anti-PD-1s do in different ways. Then, if you basically disable these drugs, now your immune system can fight it. Now, many of us think, well, wait a second, what if I have a weak immune system to begin with, and that's why the cancer cells went rogue? You know, maybe we need to boost our immunity. Yeah, we do. But sometimes these cancer cells are so damn smart, they could outsmart our immunity. So a way to decrease the, now, mind you, with a lot of chemotherapy, we do already do that. But we sometimes do it unilaterally, and we need more. We need more of an approach. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is cool. Researchers have discovered an FDA class of antidepressants that can actually fight lung cancer. We're talking about small cell lung cancer. Don't mix this up with the Breaking Bad Walter White, he had adenocarcinoma of the lung. Very odd type of lung cancer, not from smoking as opposed to squamous cell, but still nonetheless cancer. Now, the neuroendocrine type of cancer, which is very similar to what Steve Jobs had, pretty scary stuff, and yes, can still kill. All right, but they're now working with an antidepressant called imipramine. Now, this is in an older class, the tricyclic antidepressants. Many of you haven't been put on these tricyclic antidepressants in decades because the SSRIs came out, which were a little safer. Would it cause overdose as much? Would it mix with alcohol as dangerously as these tricyclic antidepressants? But they found that when you expose these lung cancer cells to imipramine, the cancerous cells appeared to die off. Now, these, like I said, these anti-tricyclics are still on the market. It doesn't mean you should go on it to prevent cancer. But if they're going to be working with an anti-cancer drug that could include this imipramine, that's great. Imipramine shouldn't be as caustic as certain chemotherapy. So, you know, good job for the researchers. Not too bad. Another cool thing that's come out, Fox News is reporting, is the first artificial pancreas system for diabetics has been approved by the FDA that automatically reads your blood sugar levels and shuts off the flow of insulin. It's made by Medtronic, Inc. They say it could help the 3 million Americans living with type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, we talked about, is an inherited version of the disease where your body does not produce enough insulin, so your sugar doesn't get to the cells, and you end up basically starving without insulin. Too little or too much insulin could cause a lot of problems, heart disease, kidney failure, blindness, etc. So the device has an insulin pump and a glucose sensor, and this stops insulin delivery when blood glucose reaches a certain level. Once it feels that certain level, whether it's 120 or ideally we want it between 70 and 100, it stops the insulin being sent out. My guess is it would probably stop it when your sugar would be a little bit on the higher side, because we wouldn't want you bottoming out if the insulin was already delivered a little while ago. Now, the system has been approved for diabetics 16 years or older, even though we have a lot of type 1 juvenile diabetics and kids. Right now, they're working on a study age 2 years and under. Based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, yeehaw, they hope to ramp up production immediately within the next few weeks. Then, of course, they're going to follow up on patients, etc. But for the FDA to approve this, this is cool. An artificial pancreas. Now, mind you, the pancreas does a hell of a lot more than just insulin, okay? But we can't recreate the pancreas yet, even with all these 3D printers. Right, that could make organs. The pancreas is too juicy an organ. We're nowhere near that. Even with stem cells, we are not ready to produce another pancreas. But having a machine that could pick up the sugar, decide how much insulin to shoot off, is exactly what the pancreas does, plus millions of other things. So this could be absolutely life-saving. I know many of us are a little distrustful of pumps and machines and equipment regulating our body, but, you know, look at the human error. People not shaking up the insulin, people not keeping the insulin refrigerated. You know, it wouldn't be bad. I mean, think of all the motility you have, the travel, not having to worry about needles. This is cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. So, artificial pancreas, way to go, Medtronic. No, I don't have any stock. I really need to buy stock. I really do. Amanda Knox and the bubonic plague. We'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Schaller, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you have been asking me this hour what's going on in terms of the shutdown of the government. And although we spent some time on the first hour, what we understand right now is the Senate has already started to meet. At about 2 p.m. Eastern time, they decided to get together. I know, we all started work early Monday morning. I guess they, 2 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. Maybe they're planning on working to the night. I don't know. I mean, I understand that, trying to, you know, get away from traffic. But 2 p.m., my day is half over by 9 a.m. I mean, I don't get 2 p.m. I'm already starting to, you know, even though I'm not winding down, I work throughout the evening. To me, that's like end of day. Anyway, CNN did a pretty good job of bulleting 20 points of what's really happening right now. So, pretty quickly, let me just kind of review them because maybe that'll kind of help shed some light on what's going on. So, according to CNN, They say Congress has one key duty laid out in its constitution: to pass spending bills that fund the government. If it doesn't, most of the functions of the government, like military, funding small business loans, processing passport requests, come to a halt. Okay, although the president still gets paid. What, he makes about $400,000 a year? He still gets paid because that's mandatory spending. So mandatory stuff like national security still happens. But a lot of the other stuff like keeping parks and museums open, not. They say here, why does it have to pass a spending bill in the middle of the year? Because the fiscal year runs October 1st to September 30th. We know that. Okay, it doesn't go December to December. It's really hard to get work done Christmas, New Year's. So I believe fiscal years. I'd be interested to know what the history is, why that. But it gives time to prepare for the new year. So what's the holdup? It's the Obamacare amendments at this point. House Republicans think we should spend less. Defund Obamacare for having this many money problems, Senate Democrats, or no, we keep Obamacare going, okay? Now, why is health care tied to funding the government? Now, of course, many of us look at it as a bargaining chip. We're looking at it as a, they're ping-ponging it because we have a lot of elections on the line next year, et cetera. But I do see the point that Republicans have, okay? I do see that if we're having so many problems with our debt, why the hell would we take on Obamacare? The problem is it's already the law of the land. Delaying it just delays the inevitable, and we're kind of screwed right now. So I almost want us to just see what the hell Obamacare is going to do to us so we could just lick our wounds and hopefully come up with something better by next year. I don't want to prolong this anymore. Now, CNN writes, what are some of the objections to Obamacare? Again, we've already talked about that. The taxing, the scaring employers into hiring more people because they have to pay for the insurance or get taxed. There's a lot of things that we find issues with. Tomorrow, when the Obamacare, healthcare exchanges open up, many people are going to get government funding to pay for their health insurance, but not all of us. Some people get helped, some people don't. Where's that money coming from to help people purchase health insurance that is already too high and expensive because health insurance skyrocketed in price? The Democrats are trying to defend themselves, saying the law expands health care to everybody, and that'll rein in health care costs. People who don't have insurance will now all of a sudden get health insurance, and maybe they won't go to the emergency rooms, even though we've seen time and time again, even people with Medicaid, after Medicaid gets expanded, will still end up in the emergency room because they can't get in with the doctor for weeks. So on Monday, the Senate has already met, I guess, 10 hours before the deadline, and they are supposed to send its version of the bill back to the House. They're going to probably send a version that doesn't have the changes to Obamacare. Kind of interesting because the House sent this to them last week. So you would think they would have already fixed it and sent it back to the House unless they want to send it to the House at the last minute. Maybe this is the game they're playing where they'll send the bill to the House at the last minute. So if the House says hell no, they get blamed for the shutdown. Okay? The shutdown that would happen tomorrow, I don't think would affect as many of us as the shutdown that would happen later on in the month. Some of my veterans are really worried that many of their benefits will be cut. They won't get their checks. And I'm worried about that too because it's not the veterans' fault. They paid their dues. Okay, for this baloney to be going on right now between the Senate and the House, it's ridiculous. We shouldn't suffer. But we are. Many of you are really upset that Republicans would put healthcare, Obamacare in this. I see why. Again, it's a lot of money. Okay, doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Us going into deeper debt. The problem is we're already there. You know, the next election is going to be an absolute mess anyway. I really wouldn't play around with this anymore. Let us deal with the blow, get over it, and then hopefully once we see that Obamacare is a cluster, try to work towards fixing it next year. All right, so let me see. I guess what would happen is, let's say it does close, or the government basically stops. You're going to have the essential workers and the non-essential workers. The non-essential workers are going to probably be on furlough, right? Park rangers will start locking up the national parks, etc. And I think they still get paid. Okay, I think 3.3 million government workers that are deemed essential will still work, but 783,000 government employees will get to go home. You almost wonder if some of them will like that. So I think they still get paid. Of course, that could cause the stock market to drop. We're already seeing the stock market. I mean, as of now, it's down 92 points. It was down worse earlier today, but it's because the Senate now is meeting. Would the shutdown kill Obamacare? No. No, it won't. So, again, it's not, this isn't the way to fight Obamacare. The way to fight Obamacare is to see the cluster that it is, to be honest. Okay? Like I said, president gets paid, the House gets paid, Senate members, they still keep getting checks. Okay, right now, you have many people, we were talking about a poll, many people confused about the exchanges or confused about this. According to a CNN poll, people are pretty mad at the Republicans. According to other polls, people are mad at the Democrats. Again, it's all political BS if you ask me. If a deal isn't struck, when was the last time this happened? It happened in April 2011. Okay, there was a short lapse in funding. Then a funding bill finally makes it to the president. He finally signs it. So I'm sure we're going to be okay. In terms of the debt ceiling, all right, the U.S. is on the verge of maxing out its close to $17 trillion credit card. The president is going to have to ask Congress to raise the country's credit limit. This is ridiculous. Okay, we're supposed to be the richest country in the world, and we are in so much debt. The debt ceiling will come into play by mid-October. October 17th is when we're going to talk about that. So, I, you know, what do we do in the meantime? We just watch. Okay, you know, remember, our fate is in the hands of politicians. Okay, these are not economists. These are people who know how to be politicians. They're good at getting reelected. They're good at getting elected. Okay, this is what they concentrate on. This is what they do. So, yes, they have to help the voters, but they're helping the voters with the primary goal of making sure that they could stay in office. All right, not the best scenario here. Now, according to this one study, they say small businesses are very confused by the Obamacare exchanges. According to a survey released today by the National Association of Self-Employed, which is a trade group representing 200,000 self-employed business owners, more than half of the respondents have absolutely no clue whether they're going to purchase care from the new federal and state-run health insurance exchanges. 476 people responded. 54% said they don't know whether they'll participate in the new healthcare exchanges. It really depends on the price. Same here. You go to healthcare.gov. It'll send you to your particular state. Right now, the websites are down because it's not October 1st. Once it is, we're going to try to look and see what the prices are. I expect it to be very slow tomorrow, so I don't expect to get a lot of information because the servers are going to be probably overloaded. But 67% expect that they're going to be paying a lot more for healthcare in 2014, and they're right. 64% of respondents said they have not gone to the healthcare government website yet. Well, you're not missing much because it doesn't really help you. So these exchanges are supposed to offer multiple plans, give you the prices, tell you what you're going to be able to purchase. If you fall under a certain income plan, you will not get the subsidies. Self-employed and micro businesses, 10 or fewer employees, will purchase insurance on the individual healthcare exchanges. Businesses with 25 to 49, even though they're exempted from the law's requirement, can shop for group health plans under the small business health options. So that's the shop. You'll see the shop exchange enrollment date. That has been delayed 1 month. You cannot purchase the health care until November, but from what I understand, it still doesn't kick in until January. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Remember, we have an iPhone app, we have an Android app, and anytime you want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I strongly urge you to do it. Okay, so, you know, this is kind of interesting with Amanda Knox. Now, I haven't, unfortunately, been following her story because, I mean, after the whole Jody Arias case and, I, you know, all these other cases that have just been so horrible to listen to. Unfortunately, with Amanda Knox, especially since that took place in Italy, it didn't get as much coverage as the other ones did, the George Zimmerman, etc. Okay, but just to kind of keep you guys up to speed, okay, the American student and her former Italian boyfriend had to defend themselves against being charged that they murdered Meredith Kircher in Perugia, Italy, back in November 2007. They were both acquitted of the same murder charges back in October 2010 by an Italian appellate court in Perugia, okay? In March, however, the Italian Supreme Court said, hold the phone, overturned the acquittals, and directed that a new appeal trial be held in Florence because Perugia did not have sufficient appellate court space. Now, Amanda Knox doesn't have to be there, nor the boyfriend, okay? She doesn't have to travel to Italy for the proceedings, but she may want to, though, definitely kind of be keeping a close ear on what's going on. From what we understand, there's a little piece of evidence labeled 36I. It's a minuscule trace of material on the blade of a 12-inch knife that Italian prosecutors claim was used in the murder of Meredith Kircher. Now, in 2007, police found this knife, according to CBS News, in a kitchen drawer in Salicito's apartment. I believe Salicito was the boyfriend at the time. Okay? The Italian scientific police said they discovered a tiny mound of Meredith Kircher's DNA on the blade, but significantly no blood. That was considered trace evidence 36B. Now, in 2010, the appellate court threw it out because they concluded that the police laboratory testing and the results were unreliable. I think there were some sketchy ways that, I guess, the DNA was obtained, so it wasn't anything that could be used. And so they couldn't say that Meredith Kircher's DNA was on the blade. But now the Italian Supreme Court says they can use this evidence, okay? Apparently, that this could also be decisive. They say, following the path of the Supreme Court's decisive dictate, if trace 36I contains her DNA, I guess there's going to be a new trial, and the defendants could be found guilty once again. But if there's no DNA of the victim on the knife, Knox and Salicito would then be, I guess, officially acquitted. Now, would this happen in America? Would this back and forth happen in America? I don't know. Because, you know, you would think you couldn't be, we have double jeopardy. You cannot be tried twice for the same crime. You can't. Okay, from what I understand in America. But what if one of the courts thinks something was done wrong? Like, for example, George Zimmerman, I don't think could ever be retried for the murder of Trayvon Martin. Now, they could go after him civilly, which I think they are doing, and there's other types of suits that could follow, and I think he's coming back and doing a wrongful lawsuit as well. So we'll see that back and forth, but I don't think he could be re-crimed. Okay? They say any new test of trace 36I on this knife could fail to find anything or be inconclusive. All right? The test would have to be repeated. And the trace 36I that they have is just 120 picograms. I guess one picogram is a trillionth of a gram. So they really don't have a lot to work with. But when it comes to DNA, it's enough. It is enough. So that's what's happening now, for those of you kind of confused with what's going on. A lot of confusion. We don't know what's going on with the Obamacare exchanges. We don't know what's going on with shutdown, now with Amanda Knox. Now, India wants to regulate its rent-a-womb industry, all right? Apparently, there is a booming surrogacy industry where thousands of infertile couples, even overseas, hire the wombs of local women in India to carry out the fertilized egg through birth, okay? But I guess it's not very regulated. And government, of course, wants to be involved. According to Dr. Sudhir Aha of Surrogacy India, It's a Mumbai-based fertility bank that has produced 995 surrogate babies, 90% for overseas clients, 40% for same-sex couples. It opened back in 2007. He says there is a need to regulate the sector. But if the new law tightens rules, he says, as suggested by the Ministry of Home Affairs, which disallows surrogacy for same-sex couples and single parents, then it will clearly impact the industry and put off clients coming from overseas. Now, I guess India opened up to commercial surrogacy back in 2002. Russia, Georgia, Thailand, Ukraine, and a few states where a woman could be paid to pay another's genetic child through a process of the in vitro fertilization or the embryo transfer. Mother and father make the egg and the sperm, and then that gets implanted into a mom who could hold the baby. You add hormones to make sure it sticks. Mom then picks up the mom's hormones, pick up the pregnancy, able then to hopefully carry the pregnancy throughout. All right? It's about a $400 million a year industry from what we understand. So, and, you know, people pay for it. I mean, they want their baby, but if they can't carry their baby or, you know, they're diabetic or it's going to kill mom. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us are underestimating the amount of wine that we drink. Okay, a glass of wine is rarely an exact measure. According to the LA Times, you could get an exact measure in bars or restaurants. There is a way to do it, but many of us do not use the typical wine glass. According to this study out of Iowa State, participants, 73 students and staffers who drank at least one glass of wine in a given week, were asked to pour what they considered was a normal glass of wine. Okay, now, according to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, that's 5 ounces. 5 ounces of wine, right? 30 cc's per ounce, that would be 150 milliliters, okay? If they poured into a wide glass, they poured about 12% more than if they poured into a narrow wine glass. The same was true when people held a glass rather than pouring a glass onto the table, okay? If you held the glass, you poured more than if the glass was on the table. If people poured white wine versus red, they pour 9% more white wine into the glass than red. Food on the table and other things had no effect. Mother-in-law being across the room, no effect. Okay? So, this is important because when your doctor asks you, how much wine do you drink? And you say, oh, hardly at all, maybe just one glass. What is that glass? I mean, are you really being exact? Now, nobody is going to purchase wine glasses that have calibration on it, right? Like a Erlenmeyer flask or a graduated cylinder. Nobody's going to purchase anything like that, mind you. I get that. But a lot of you are over drinking. Remember when we talked about how the National Department of Transportation Safety Board wants to change the DUI limit to less than 0.08, I believe, to 0.06? Which would equate to one glass of wine. Okay, so if women have just one drink, many times they won't be able to drive. We're talking 5 ounce glass of wine, people. Not the large glass. Okay, and I know what bartenders do. While they're pouring the shot, they let a little bit flow over. I see that. I did that too. People like seeing it. They don't want to see just the shot glass. They want to see you pour a shot glass and then some. Although I never needed the shot glass to do, you know, the shot thing. You kind of know what a shot is. So just, you know, watch it, guys. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be careful. A lot of Breaking Bad news out there. If you haven't finished seeing Breaking Bad, you want to cover your eyes and ears. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.